Half an hour, a rock hit the windshield on the bus, and she needed it. And the reason that we talked about it was Esther was captivated by the windshield repair kit. She read it. She felt enthusiasm for it. She wondered how it worked. She looked forward to an opportunity to apply it. And 30 minutes later, a rock hit the windshield, and they are standing on a ladder laughing as they're fixing the windshield. Sort of makes you wonder whether you really want to get that prepared for things.
But my question, my doubt is, like, what comes first, the egg or the chicken, you know? Because I was, the other day I was telling my daughters that they shouldn't have put something in the computer, because if it breaks, I wouldn't be, you know, I would be ashamed to take it to a technology people, you know, because they can see the pictures. And after a while, the computer broke. So I'm not sure if my fixing on the, you know, what is it? Did I cause it, or was it going to happen? I'm not sure.
Well, this is not a very satisfying answer, but in most cases, it's some of all of that. Jerry and Esther ask this question often. Esther will sense something, and then when it happens, Jerry will accuse her of creating it. And she will say, I didn't create it, I saw it coming, and you should have helped me head it off. And what we want to say is that rather than thinking in terms of creating things, which is a word we use, but let's change the word just a little bit, and let's say instead of creation, let's call it rendezvousing. Because law of attraction causes rendezvousing. Law of attraction brings things that are likened to themselves together. So it's logical that, let's say you've got a vibration going on, and you don't know you've got the vibration going on. You've been observing something. In Esther's case, they had several rocks hit their vehicles over the years, always in Arizona. And so she has this sort of tippy-toeing feeling of moving through Arizona. And Jerry has been a partner in crime, so to speak, on this, because in Arizona, he rarely is involved in Esther's driving. She does the majority of the driving, and Jerry's usually happily doing something else, not paying much attention at all to Esther's driving. He knows she's got it. She's got navigational devices now, and he just keeps himself busy, and Esther just gets them to where they're going. And so, but in Arizona, Jerry will find himself coming forward and reminding Esther she might want to leave a little more distance between her and the truck that's in front. In other words, so they're both sort of in on that. So they have this vibration going on where there is an awareness of that. And that vibration going on is putting things into vibrational escrow. And so now, because that vibration is active within them and continues to be, because this last trip through Arizona was the first time ever that something didn't hit their bus. So Esther said, oh good, the evil spell has lifted, in which time it came right back. But, just kidding. So Esther has this vibration going on, and so does Jerry. Jerry, relative to that, even more than Esther. And so they've got this vibration going on, and that vibration is what caused their friend to give them the repair kit. So that was part of the rendezvousing. The vibration was there, and so that is part of the repair kit was drawn into that vortex. In other words, there's this vortex and there's this vortex. In other words, law of attraction is responding to whatever vibrations are active, you see. So the vibration was active, the repair kit was drawn to it, and it's interesting how each thing that is added to the vortex makes the vortex spin faster or be more powerful. And so now the fact that the repair kit came, now it's spinning faster, and now Esther's interest, Esther rarely reads the instructions on anything. anything, but she read the instructions on that repair kit. She read them out loud to Jerry. They both talked about how interesting that was because they have had their windshield repaired. Sometimes they've waited as much as an hour for someone to come from somewhere and stand.